Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
The Enchanted Forge. Chapter 1. The Awakening Metal. The clang of hammer on anvil rang through the midsummer air, blending with the distant hum of village life in Marinvale. Thalia's muscles ached from the rhythm of her work, but she didn't mind. The forge was where she felt most alive. "Jareth, more coals," she called, wiping sweat from her brow. Her apprentice, gangly and eager to please, scrambled to oblige. The furnace roared to life as he stoked the flames higher, casting a dancing glow across the compact smithy. "Do you ever tire, Thalia?" Jareth asked, his eyes wide with a mixture of admiration and bewilderment. "You've been at it since dawn." Thalia smiled without looking up. "A good smith knows no other tune but the one played by the anvil." Her hands moved with a practiced grace, shaping molten metal into form. Outside, an old peddler's voice carried into the smithy, selling wares that clinked and jangled with each step of his weathered cart. Thalia paused, something in the cadence of his cry drawing her attention. A moment later, she laid her tools aside, wiping her hands on a grease-stained cloth. "Mind the shop, Jareth," she said, stepping outside. The market buzzed with villagers bartering and gossiping. The peddler stood out, his eyes sharp despite his hunched posture. He was unpacking a bundle of peculiar materials wrapped in soft cloths. "What curiosities do you offer today?" Thalia asked as she approached. He peered at her over the rim of his spectacles, his smile knowing. "For a discerning eye, I have metals and stones seen by few and coveted by many." Thalia's gaze fell upon a piece unlike any she'd seen before. It shimmered darkly, like starlight trapped in obsidian. She reached out, feeling an odd pull. "What is this?" she murmured, her fingers barely grazing its surface. "Ah, you have found it," the peddler said, a hint of pride in his voice. "An ancient relic known to possess a spirit of its own. They say it speaks to those who have the skill to hear." "Speak?" Thalia's brow furrowed. "What kind of trickery?" "No trick," the peddler assured, pressing the metal into her hand. "It has lain dormant, waiting for one who can unlock its potential." Thalia exchanged a few coins for the metal and carried it back to the smithy, a sense of wonder threading through her thoughts. Something about it felt alive. As she stepped inside, Jareth's eyes widened. "That's a beauty. What is it?" Thalia didn't answer immediately. Instead, she placed the metal on the workbench and began to prepare her tools. "We're about to find out." Hours passed as she worked, her hammer rising and falling in a hypnotic rhythm. The metal yielded to her hands, morphing slowly into the shape of a sword. As it came alive under her hammer, Thalia felt warm tingles spread through her fingers, a gentle hum in her bones. "Thalia," Jareth whispered, as if afraid to break some kind of fragile spell, "do you feel that?" She nodded, her heartbeat sinking with the thrumming energy of the metal. She could almost hear its sighs, soft and distant, like memories surfacing from a long-forgotten dream. Finally, the sword was forged, a slender blade, dark yet luminous, shimmering with an inner light. Thalia held it up, inspecting her work. "Beautiful," Jareth breathed, eyes wide in awe. Then it spoke. "Thank you," a voice said, clear and strange. Thalia nearly dropped the sword in surprise. Who said that?" "I am Lumiere," the voice continued, resonating through the metal. "Thank you for awakening me. You have no idea how long I have awaited this moment." Jareth took a step back, his face pale. "The metal talks?" Thalia's grip tightened on the hilt. "Lumiere, you said, what are you?" "I am a guardian spirit," Lumiere replied. "Or I was, long ago. My kind were protectors of this realm, but time passed, our names forgotten, and the darkness grew bold." "Darkness?" Thalia's heart quickened, though she didn't let her voice betray her nerves. "The dark forces," Lumiere explained, its tone tinged with urgency. "They are planning an invasion, a scourge upon your land. They will come soon, and they seek to enslave your kingdom." Jareth's eyes darted uneasily around the smithy. "What do we do?" Thalia felt a fierce determination solidify within her. "We prepare. Can you guide me? Help me find the other guardian spirits?" "Indeed," Lumiere responded. "But we must act swiftly. Time is against us." The sword's glow seemed to intensify, echoing the urgency in its voice. Thalia sheathed Lumiere and nodded resolutely. She glanced at Jareth, his face a mixture of fear and excitement. "You stay here and keep the forge running," she instructed. "I have a feeling we're going to need every weapon we can make." Jareth nodded fervently. "You be careful, Thalia." The road ahead was uncertain, but Thalia felt a flicker of hope. For the first time in a long while, she wasn't just shaping metal. She was about to reshape fate. Chapter 2, The Silent Guardians. Thalia and Lumiere ventured into the depths of the ancient forest, where even the bravest hunters dared not tread. The trees here grew with an uncanny closeness, their gnarled branches weaving over the path like witches' fingers, casting eerie shadows under the thin light seeping through the canopy. Lumiere's luminescence provided a stark contrast to the forest's gloom, cutting through the darkness with a gentle, reassuring glow. "It feels like the trees are watching us," Thalia muttered, gripping Lumiere's hilt tightly. "They are," Lumiere responded with an ethereal echo. "The forest has eyes and ears. Be cautious." They pressed on, guided by Lumiere's faint vibrations that seemed to pull in the direction of Elowen, the forest witch. After what felt like hours, they emerged into a clearing where an ancient hut stood precariously atop twisted roots. Vines snaked up its walls, and a strange blend of herbs hung drying from the awnings. Thalia hesitated. "Do you think she'll help us?" she asked under her breath. "Elowen was once a force of benevolence. I hope she remains so," Lumiere replied. Thalia approached and knocked on the wooden door, which creaked open seemingly of its own accord. Inside, the air was thick with the pungent scent of earth and magic. Elowen sat by a hearth, her eyes hidden in the depths of her weathered face. "Enter, child of the forge," she said, her voice like rustling leaves. Thalia stepped in. Lumiere clutched at her side. "You bring an old friend with you," Elowen continued, nodding towards Lumiere. "Elowen, we seek your aid," Lumiere's voice urged from within the blade. "And you have it," she replied, causing a flicker of surprise to dance across Thalia's face. "But know this journey will demand more than mere strength. Are you prepared?" Thalia nodded, steel determination set in her eyes. "Tell me what must be done." Elowen rose slowly, moving with the grace of someone who was part of the forest itself. "There are forces at play you cannot begin to comprehend," she said, spreading a map on a rough wooden table. "We must awaken Selim, the guardian spirit of the sky, at the cliffs of Solara. But first, a ritual is needed to summon the spirit of the forest to grant us safe passage." With that, Elowen began chanting incantations, weaving together words in an ancient tongue forgotten by most. Thalia watched, mesmerized, as the air grew colder and a spectral figure emerged from the shadows, the spirit of the forest, protector of all within its boundaries. "Allow safe passage, guardian," Elowen whispered, bowing slightly. The spirit nodded and vanished, leaving a path that seemed to untangle before them. "Come, we have the forest's blessing," Elowen said, her tone almost playful. "Let us not waste it." The journey to the cliffs of Solara was filled with unexpected encounters. Strange creatures with shimmering scales and eyes like polished gems prowled through the underbrush. They kept their distance, recognizing the presence of Lumiere and bowing to the ancient power it held. When the path steepened and the air thinned, Thalia could feel the weight of the journey pressing on her. The cliffs loomed ahead, shrouded in a fog that almost seemed sentient. Each step was a chest-straining exertion as they ascended. Thalia clenched Lumiere tighter. "Elowen, what can we expect at the top? Selim's awakening will not be simple. We need to break the seal that binds him, using the elements of earth, air, fire, and water," Elowen explained, not breaking her stride. The summit greeted them with a biting wind, sending chills down Thalia's spine. They stood before a large stone casing, ancient runes etched into its surface. Elowen handed Thalia a pouch filled with 4 vials, each corresponding to one of the elements. "Place them on the runes," Elowen instructed, standing at the ready with her own incantations. Thalia uncorked each vial with precise movements. As she placed the elements on the runes, the ground beneath them trembled. Elowen's voice joined the winds in a harmonious chant that seemed to bind the surrounding ether. A burst of light erupted from the stone casing, the runes glowing a brilliant blue. Thalia shielded her eyes, but felt an overwhelming presence take shape before her. The guardian spirit, Kalem, emerged in a swirling tempest of cloud and wind, with eyes reflecting the infinite sky. "I am free," Calum's voice was a resonant boom, echoing across the cliffs. "Who has awakened me?" Thalia stepped forward, raising Lumiere. "We need your help. Dark forces are coming to enslave our kingdom. Will you stand with us?" Calum looked at Thalia, then at Lumiere. "I shall lend my strength," he said, his form solidifying into a towering figure of strength and grace. "Let it be known, the skies stand with you." Ready for whatever came next, Thalia and her companions began their descent, the forest and cliffs now welcoming and watchful, as they prepared to face the darkness looming over their beloved kingdom. Chapter 3, The Gathering Storm. The air in Marinvale buzzed with anticipation and fear. Thalia, holding Lumiere with firm resolve, paced before the grand doors of the royal palace. Elowyn and Salem flanked her, adding to the aura of otherworldliness that unsettled the guards. "We have to convince him," Thalia muttered, her resolve hardening with each step. The doors opened, and an attendant led them into the throne room, where King Aeron sat, a figure wrought of duty and skepticism. "Why summon me so urgently, blacksmith?" King Aeron's voice boomed across the chamber, echoing from the stone walls adorned with banners and emblems of the kingdom. Thalia stood straight. "Majesty, a dire threat approaches our land. This sword," she held Lumiere aloft, "is a guardian spirit. It has foreseen an invasion." The courtiers exchanged dubious glances. King Aaron's eyes showed a flicker of interest, but suspicion clouded his face. "A talking sword? This sounds like folly." Lumiere's voice pierced the skepticism. "Majesty, I am Lumiere, a guardian spirit. Dark forces, led by General Mortis, march towards your kingdom. They seek to enslave it." Gasps filled the room as Lumiere continued, weaving tales of forgotten epochs and battles long past. King Aeron finally leaned forward, intrigue overtaking doubt. "Do we have any proof of this?" the king pressed. "Calum," Thalia nodded towards the now silently imposing figure of the Sky Guardian. Calum stepped forward, his voice resonating with the room. "My assurances should suffice. I have witnessed realms rise and fall. Prepare, or face certain defeat." King Aeron assessed the intensity in Calum's eyes, then rose from his throne. "So be it. We prepare for war." The chamber erupted in hollers and murmurs, a mixture of fear and readiness taking hold. Thalia was given quarters within the palace to set up a temporary forge. Elowyn and Selim aided by using ancient enchantments to speed up the sharpening of weapons and armor. Every clang of metal felt like a heartbeat against the daunting silence before the storm. Hours passed, and as the sun dipped below the horizon, the scouts' horns blared, an eerie confirmation of Lumiere's prophecy. The dark forces, beneath banners of doom, emerged from the forest line and began their approach on Marinvale. Thalia stood beside King Aeron on the palace walls, watching as the kingdom's defenses steeled themselves. "This is it," she said, feeling Lumiere hum with energy. "As long as they breathe, so do our hopes," Lumiere replied. Elowyn, nearby, raised her arms and began chanting. The ground trembled, and vines erupted, forming defenses. Calum soared above, calling upon the winds and storms to buffer against the encroaching darkness. General Mortis, a hulking figure clad in menacing black armor, stepped forward. His eyes glowed with malice, and he raised a skeletal hand. "Surrender, and I shall be merciful. Resist, and know only despair." King Aeron, flanked by Thalia and Lumiere, shouted back, "We will never yield." The battle commenced in a maelstrom of flashing steel and roaring magic. Thalia led the vanguard, Lumiere's light slicing through foes with divine precision. The dark forces were relentless, brimming with sorcery and malevolence. Elowyn's enchanted flora constricted many, while Calum's tempestuous winds scattered the bloodthirsty ranks. King Aeron, with newfound valiance, cut down any who dared near him. In the midst of chaos, Thalia finally faced Mortis. His laughter echoed, hollow and taunting. "You think a smith and a spirit can thwart me?" Mortis sneered, dark magic swirling around him. Thalia narrowed her eyes. "Together, we will end you." With Lumiere's guidance, she parried Mortis's attacks, their dance a flurry of primal energies. Sparks flew, and the land itself seemed to wail under the strain of their duel. "Lumiere, now!" Thalia shouted, charging Mortis. A burst of searing light erupted from Lumiere, forcing Mortis back. "This kingdom will not fall to you." Lumiere's voice was triumphant. Mortis lunged, aiming for Thalia's heart, but she moved with newfound swiftness, her blade meeting his. Lumiere's light guided her hand, striking Mortis's core with stunning force. The Dark General screamed as the light enveloped him, dissolving his form into nothingness. A tremor signaled the collapse of the enemy's ranks. With Mortis gone, the Dark forces lost coherence and retreated in disarray, vanquished by the might of the Guardians and the tenacity of the Kingdom's defenders. As dawn broke, victory cries surged through Meereen Vale. King Aeron clasped Thalia's shoulder. "Your courage saved us all." Elowen and Calum stepped forward. The Forest Witch's eyes gleamed with pride, and the Sky Guardian's presence remained stoic but grateful. Thalia, weary but resolute, looked to Lumiere. "We did it." "We did," Lumiere's voice was a soft, warm glow in her mind. Peace had been secured, but their bond, forged in battle, would linger, a testament to the enduring spirit of guardianship and the unbreakable resolve of a blacksmith who dared to forge the impossible. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.